If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to subscribe to catch all future episodes. Also, check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/switchboxtv for video versions of this show, plus loads more videos covering sport, music, and lifestyle. That's youtube.com/switchboxtv. This episode was recorded back in May of 2020.
Delighted to have a two-part series with the one and only Sam Allardyce. Big Sam is here to answer all the questions, well, pretty much everybody wants to ask. First up, we discussed Big Sam and lockdown. How's lockdown for you?
All right, mate. Lockdown. It's not, we're much more fortunate than a lot of people, which when we get a bit thinking about what's going to happen and how we're going to get on, and you think about all the other people, and then when you read or listen to the news and see what people are going through, you just appreciate what you've got and appreciate that you've got to stay safe and you've got to do and stick to the government rules and instructions. And I think that the more we do that, the better chance we've got of overcoming this pandemic at the moment, which is which is something that I think we've all had to deal with in our own way. And, of course, it's making a lot of people worry, a lot of people depressed, a lot of unfortunate domestic violence seems to be on the increase, which is very sad, isn't it? Something we all can deal with, hopefully, and come out the right end of it and come out a much better world, a much better England as people and individuals, and much better people in terms of helping each other and moving on.
Have you managed to keep fit at all? Have you been doing anything or getting out
of the walking? Only the walking. I think the walking is a great, particularly with the weather, Rob. The weather's been absolutely brilliant. So we've got a natural nature reserve at the back of us here. We can get round the Jumbles Reservoir and stay isolated from everybody else, the right amount of distance, not too many people out and about at the moment. So, the exercise has been a release on the daily basis, to be honest with you.
You just ducked down, didn't you, under the lockdown because you were abroad, weren't you, when it sort of got all the regulations, the flights and everything stopped. You just managed to duck under the wire, didn't you?
Duck under the wire, yeah. I think we'd flown in from Bali into Dubai for our, as you well know, to our favourite place in the world, and we were enjoying the Ritz-Carlton until one day they said that the pool's shut, and then they said the bar's shut, then they said there's only two restaurants open, and at that stage then we were looking at saying let's get ourselves back into England. So my mate Stuart, as you know him as well as I do, works for Emirates, got us on a flight the next day, which was about 5 or 6 days earlier than we'd intended. And by the time we got back to Manchester, and probably 4 days later, Emirates just shut down completely. The hotels shut down. And if people in this country think isolation's bad here, they should be in Dubai, because in Dubai, they have to email if they want to go into the supermarket, and they have to email where they're going, when they're going, and how long it might take. And the technology in Dubai, if they go out and don't go where they say they're going, and they get stopped by the police and they haven't got their email to get there, they get put in jail. So their lockdown is pretty severe compared to ours.
Listen, this thing's called the old footballers club, bizarre. Yeah. Couldn't think of anything at the time. I better ask you about being an old footballer, because everybody knows you as Big Sam Manager, but I was looking, I've been on the longest Wikipedia in the world, to be fair. I'm saying 527 league games, by the way, which never get a mention.
Well, Rob, and every division in the league, and I suppose in the end, even playing non-league football as player manager in Ireland, in Limerick, like you mean. So I never expected that my life when I started at Bolton at 15, and was very happy at Bolton until there were a change of managers, and the manager didn't really appreciate me. So I set on my travels as a footballer then, and I realised that to last as long as possible, you need to keep yourself fit, change some of your lifestyle as you get older, prevent as many injuries as you possibly can, and I'll play in any division that gave me a contract for as long as I possibly could. And that ended up turning out to actually still playing at 38 as caretaker player manager with Preston North End. And that gave me the opportunity, and not many people know this, to actually play with my son Craig. Beat all on in the reserves. I was youth team coach, reserve team manager, so he'd left school and we were playing together in the Central League then.
Brilliant. And
then, obviously, as caretaker manager, I jumped into the team to help him out with the relegation problems that they had at that time. But the career, I suppose it went up and down the country and ultimately went to the States, which was probably the biggest knowledge experience I ever gained, even though I gained great knowledge from passing my coaching badge. I've gained great knowledge from the management course that was ran by the PFA, and of course, many day courses ran by the LMA now, but none more than the experience of Tampa Bay Buccaneers and seeing what ultimately could be done with athletes, with footballers. And I saw that with the American footballers and thought if ever I was lucky enough one day to be able to manage in the league, that I would try and implement some of that stuff, that brilliant stuff that the American football did. And this is in the 80s, we were, you talk about way behind. I mean, we were so far behind where they had sort of maybe 38, 40, 40, 45 staff at a football club. I went back to Coventry from the States. We had John Sillett, Bobby Gould, first team coach, physio, and the chief scout. So they had a few scouts, Kit, and that was it.
It wasn't just the staff. It was what? Was it the sports science? What was it when you said they were miles ahead? They obviously were.
There was the nutrition, which was, there was the nutrition by the nutritionist, which was individually laid on for the individual. There was the training program, which was in sessions of positional sessions. So there were small groups in who focused on that position. And yeah. What best practice they needed in that position. There was the playbook, which means that certain things had to happen in certain areas of the club, which is about, really, from our point of view, it's about dead ball situations, throw-ins, corners, free kicks, how they planned each play and what each play meant. And what the quarterback had to remember all these, by the way, and the coach, and had to shout them. So I thought that was one of the key elements. I think that there was an individual coach, a specialist individual coach for that particular area, as well as the head coach. There's a sports psychologist, a psychiatrist on weekly sessions. There was a fitness coach. There was a strength and conditioning coach. And there was masseurs, doctors, physios, everywhere. I mean, even three lads got employed just for strappings. So yeah. They used to strap players in many areas, and we used a few of their lads to come and work with us at that time. Like, I mean, and I learned how to do some of the best strappings for my ankles I'd ever seen in my lifetime. And
continue. You're coming to mine. I'm struggling badly.
It was just such a, I mean, the weather was just fabulous. I mean, it was just this, we played in the Tampa Bay Buck Stadium, that used to get full. They had a song called "The Fannies Are Here, The Fannies Are There, The Fannies Are All Around." That's the, That's obviously what happened. They had an organ playing. So the organ used to play while the game was going on, and it used to increase its intensity if we got near the goal. And then if we scored a goal, a cannon went off, and if we missed a goal, the organ would go, duh, and then we'd start again. So it was just such a big, it was just this big eye-opener for me. Brilliant. On the way they sold the game, as well as the way the game was played over there. And it really was a great time, as well as, I mean, most clubs, I had disagreements, of course, but in the end, I had a great time. I enjoyed as much playing in the fourth division, if we were successful with John McGrath at Preston, as I did playing in the top division, in Division One, when I got promoted there with Bolton and then continued to play there with Sunderland and Coventry. But I enjoyed myself just as much at Preston North End with John McGrath, with, you know, getting promoted into Old League Three then.
Sam, brilliant talking to you. Love to Lynn.
And all the best, mate.
Well, hopefully when this is over, we'll catch up very soon.